I'm not prepared to suggest that any kid that shows the kinds of tendencies that we're talking about can't be changed. You got to have nurturing adults in people's lives to help them see that there's another way to live, and that's got to start at a fairly early age. You know, there are always going to be kids that you can't save. There are always going to be people that just don't get it, and in some cases you have to separate them from the situation. I had to do that when I was a head coach at Harvard. There were some guys that just weren't doing the things that I wanted them to do, and I thought the best way to get their attention was to cut them from the team. And I did that, so I hear what Fred is saying. But
Did you ever bring them back, Pete?
Well, the issue is a bully is a bully is a bully. I don't buy that. And I know from the training that we do when we go on college campuses and talk with young people, when we start raising their awareness and start challenging their thinking and start to get them to think of things in different ways, we see that they're starting to change the way they think about some of these things. And I think it just has to be consistent, and that the adults that are in these young people's lives have to be trained to be able to help them facilitate some of these discussions and to challenge their thinking and raise their awareness and make the connections of what kinds of behavior they have and the kinds of decisions that they make. And my hope is that the next generation of athletes will benefit from these kinds of conversations we're having today.